Judicial Nominating Commission for your, call it, robust vetting process that goes into each and every one of these selections. It all starts with you all, and so obviously with the three that you forwarded, each of them would have served admirably on our state's highest court. It's certainly true with Justice Stephen David, who is currently our longest serving member on the Supreme Court, and whose retirement is creating this specific vacancy after nearly three decades of judicial branch leadership. Justice David has served not just our state, but our nation and the Army with constant commitment and distinction every day along the way. You, sir, are leaving a long-lasting legacy, and you will be greatly missed. Big shoes to fill, but I am confident that the next appointee will lace up his own shoes, and he will, in turn, have a significant opportunity to make his own lasting mark on our Supreme Court and the decisions that come from it. So I am pleased to present to Indiana's next Supreme Court Justice Derek Moulter. Judge Moulter's extraordinary both personal and professional qualities are quickly evident to anyone that spends any amount of time with him. It only takes a few minutes to really connect. He has a profound respect for our state constitution and the rule of law. He is absolutely devoted to the cause of justice, both inside and outside the courtroom. And I'll mention a few examples in just a moment. He displays always in his everyday life and in his professional duties the highest level and standard of integrity. And he's a forward thinker, someone who has long-term vision for our state and for the judicial system itself. He's a legal scholar in his own right, brilliant legal mind, extraordinary intellect, graduating top five in your law school class, more evidence of that at Indiana University, go Hoosiers. And in every conversation we've had as we've gotten to know each other over the last year, what also shines through very quickly is he is humble and caring and collaborative. Three traits that I think will not just serve his career, but our state well. In fact, he possesses a long list of positive qualities and traits. He's going to bring all of those to bear and contribute immediately on our Supreme Court, from deciding, yes, important cases, administrating our judicial system itself, inspiring and educating Hoosiers, our neighbors, about the importance of the role of the judiciary in our government system. He's demonstrated, even before his short tenure on the Indiana Court of Appeals, his leadership and his dedication and his commitment to improving our legal system and that administration of justice. He's done this time and time again. like tracing back to your times as an undergraduate student when you invited former Supreme Court Justice, the Chief Justice, Randy Shepherd down to speak with your fellow students about the importance of law in our lives, or how you currently serve on the board of the Indianapolis Legal Aid Society, where you are contributing to folks who are in need when it comes to acute issues in their lives, like housing or adoption or family law, the need of those resources. You've offered a multitude of legal articles. Looked through some of them. Thought to myself, where do you find the time? But I know you all do. Served as the editor of the Indiana Law Journal. You've always leaned into how we leverage technology, something that's obviously very important to the court. So there'll be a little transition there in interest.